Yes, they're a bit possible.
Okay, you said a dog will, what, anybody?
Dog will bite anybody.
Okay, and the postman had to go to the doctor after he had been
bitten.
Okay, would you ever use the expression dog bit or dog bitten?
No, I don't think I would.
Okay, have you ever heard the expression snake bit or snake bit? Talk about somebody's luck.
Funny little story about that.
Listen, what? Tell me.
My daughter thought she got bitten. I said it now. I said bitten, so you know what I said.
Yeah.
And she thought she had got bitten by a snake, and she hadn't. And it was so funny. And that hadn't been too long ago. It was so funny. They called me, and we rushed to the hospital. And she hadn't. And I said, well, she rushed to the hospital, too. She's a nurse over there. He said, Mrs. Johnson, have you been bitten by a snake? So we don't have no sign of a snake. And when I got over there, I realized she's so frightened of anything. They had saw this snake, and she just knew that snake had been... They were in, they're just like the star I got here. They had moved to this place. This man had all his junk. He told them not to go in there. He would go in and clear it out. But she wanted something out of that garage.
Mm.
And she went in there that night, and they saw the snake. And they started out the door, and she knocked some paint over on her. And that paint burned, some paint thinner, what it was. And it, so she just knew that when she felt this burning, that that was the snake.
I don't believe it.
And we just saw Mike the other day. Me and my sister, we had her daughter. I can tell it's so funny. And we just had, and I told my other daughter, I said, well, I know when Dorothy felt whatever she did, she said, oh, the snake done bit me. So you know what the people usually say, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I give you an idea what I would say, you know.
Yeah.
It was funny. It really was.
Okay, well, we call it the kind of animal that you keep for milk is a
cow.
Okay, and if you wanted to have one bred, you'd have to take her to somebody who owned a
bull.
Okay. Do you know of any other name for a bull?
Steer.
Okay, the same thing?
A bull. Well, I guess, I don't know. I think maybe a steer is a sterile bull, I think. It's made for working, and I think they're sterile when they have them for working, but it's, they're saying they're male animals.
Is there going to make them sterile?
A stud, or something that they call them. Of course, in the horses, I think they call them studs. I think the horse is what you call the stud.
Is that a sterile one or not?
Well, the horse, the stud is the one you breed the other one.
Okay. Not a sterile one, right?
Not a sterile one.
Okay. What do you have to have done to the animal in order to make it sterile?
Well, I think they have to...
You say you have to go have
him. Did they call him all the same thing? I had my cat spayed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other words like that you know? Okay. Let's see. A little cow, when it's first born, you call a
calf.
Okay. And a female calf would be called
a heifer.
Okay. And a male one would be called a...
Oh, I know it's a bull.
Okay. If you had a cow by the name of Daisy, expecting a calf, you'd say Daisy is going to... What?
Have a calf.
Okay, alright. That's to the point. It used to be they had work animals, and some of them, they were certainly looked like horses, sort of, but they're big and they have long ears. And you'd call them... There's an oxen, and there's another kind of work animal though, but it's more like a horse. I'm trying to think. It's not a donkey, but it's sort of like that.
Oh, yeah.